Something that is amazing about God's Word is it always comes back around to Him. No matter what we read, no matter what we do, it always comes back to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful of that. But there's some places, there's some of you guys in here this morning, I have to be honest, I've battled this all week. I've been afraid that this was going to happen. Brother Sean was going to call on me. Because there's so many of you men of God that sit in this church right now that are so close to God, and I've seen it on you. I've seen it on your face. I've seen it how you preach, and it has just touched my heart this morning. This week I've got some help, and it's a shame that my own pastor, Brother E.J. Lanham, stand up so everybody can see you, brother. It's a shame that this man had to drive all the way from Louisville, Kentucky to preach yesterday morning to me. He had to bring the message that I needed to touch my heart. He had to come all that way instead of me just waiting until Sunday morning. He come all this way. Satan has been on my back. And I tell you, I wish that I could stand this morning and be like some of you men who are so strong, and how God has touched you all. And man, it looks like you all get up here and nothing never bothers you. Satan never bothers you. But my friend, I'm glad this morning that I've got a God in heaven that is even stronger than Satan, amen. And that He helps me even in my time of weakness, amen. Brother Sean, I'm so glad for you inviting us this way. And me and my wife, I believe, brother, I want to get on that 30, 40, whatever it is. I'm doing that, amen. I don't have my glasses with me this morning, so I'm going to try to read this. And it says in the 22nd verse of the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew, it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into the ship and to go before Him into the other side while He sent the multitude away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went of them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered Him, said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we do come before You this morning, and Lord, we just thank You for Your wonderful love and Your mercy. Lord, I just thank You for this opportunity to stand here this morning. And Lord, I ask You to help me this morning. Get me out of the way, dear God. And Lord, just speak through me that, Lord, that it may help someone. Lord, I ask you just to touch us and be with us. Lord, guide us and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen. We find here as Peter told Jesus, he said, if it is you, he said, bid me come. And Jesus said, come, come. And we find that as Peter stepped out on that water, I believe when Peter's foot touched that water, Brother Sean, it was just like him stepping on concrete. Amen. Honey, it was a solid foundation in which Peter stood upon when he stepped out of that boat. But there was something that come up to Peter that comes up in all of our lives here today. It was the winds, they become boisterous. It was the storms of life that comes upon us that gets our eyes off of God, amen. When we're out walking and we're looking towards Him, we're in these camp meetings with one another, lifting one another up. We've got our eyes on Jesus, and it's easy for us to fellowship with one another. It's easy for us to go and pray. It's easy for us to get up and sing songs as long as we got our eyes upon Jesus. But you know something's going to happen to us Monday morning. You know a lot of us, Brother Sean, are going to go back to our homes and the bills are going to become a reality once again. Amen. The broken cars are going to become reality once again. Honey, the children's problems, the grandchildren's problems, honey, our own problems, work, everything that's going around us, it's going to come a storm in our life once again. And we always preach, and the Bible teaches us to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. No matter what it is, I'm so thankful, guys, that the place which I work, you can't find a better place in the world unless you're just totally inside of a church all day long. Because we have church at our work. We've got prayer at our work. Man, we got Bibles for you to read. We got the gospel songs for you to listen to. Honey, let me tell you what. When strife and trouble comes upon me, I can go grab a brother. We can go out back and get on our knees and pray. And try to help us keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus this morning. We all know this. This is no new story to us. We know that the more we keep our eyes on Jesus, honey, the better things get for us mentally, physically. Honey, we keep our eyes on Him. It seems like the troubles that come our way may be big at the moment. But once we keep our eyes on Jesus and we get through this thing, we get through the muck and the mire and we come out on the other side, we can stand and lift our hands and rejoice and praise God and thank Him for helping us keeping our eyes on Him. But I've got a question this morning. God has been dealing with my heart about this message. And we need to keep our eyes on Jesus because of the storms that come up in our lives. But folks, let me ask you a question this morning. What happens when we become the storm? What happens when we become the storm? Because we have took our eyes off Jesus. That no longer the storms aren't beating up on us. But yet we become the storm that starts beating up on everything else.
Amen.
Brother Sean, has there ever been a time? I'm going to use me this morning. I'm going to preach on me and leave everybody else alone. But you know there's been times. Man, I've worked all day. It's been stressful. Man, I've got my eyes off of Jesus. Man, I just can't wait to get in that old truck and, man, start driving home. And I get in the truck and I start driving home and I keep stewing on everything that's went wrong the whole day. I keep stewing on, man, me. I keep looking at me. Why am I feeling this way? What's the problem here? What's going on?
Amen.
Man, I get home and my family's been waiting on me all day long, brother. Man, my family, man, they've had their eyes on God. They're waiting on Dad to get home so I can sit down at the table. And man, I can bless this food we're getting ready to eat and we can have a good time. But brother, I walk in the house and my little girl come up to hug me or kiss me and say, Daddy, I love you. My wife takes a look at me, and there's sometimes I can give just a look, amen, that destroys the whole thing. I can give a look at times to my wife, honey, that I see a smile quickly go to a frown because I'm being a storm,
amen.
Honey, I'm being a storm.
Yeah.
Honey, when I don't have my eyes on Jesus, and honey, I'm worried about me. I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm worried about what me, why people are against me, why this is bad in my life. I'm not worried about nobody else. And then my precious daughter, amen, Brother James, I want to come up and hug and kiss on me. And I'm saying, get away from me. I turn back and I'll scream or I'll yell at her about something because I've took my eyes off of Jesus. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You're working now, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're right
over there. I heard my pastor stand up here and say, you know, it wasn't when I was the assistant pastor then that all this come upon me. It's when I took pastorship that these things came upon me. And you know what? How many times have I been a storm in my pastor's life? How many times because I've took my eyes off of Jesus that I've caused Him trouble? That I've caused Him torment in His mind. How many nights, Brother Sean, has He lost sleep because of me? Because I'm out here being a storm, amen. How many times, brother, when we go to kneel in prayer, man, He's down there and He's pouring His heart out because of me instead of thinking of everybody else's need. Honey, there's a reason we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Honey, there's a reason we need to keep our eyes on Him. Man, we need to be right. We need to be ready at any given moment. You take your eyes off of Jesus, and the first thing you think about is yourself. When you put your eyes back on Jesus, that love starts coming back into your heart. Man, that kindness starts coming back into your heart and you want to spread that around.
Yeah, amen.
Hey man, let me tell you something. There's going to be something that's going to happen to you. There's going to be troublesome times that's going to come. There's going to be things come up in your life that, honey, let me tell you what, none of us want to see. We're going to have family die. Amen. We're going to have people, we're going to have family members that are going to be lamed and maimed, amen, that we need to be ready. We need to be able to reach God and ask Him to touch in many situations. But if you're out here being a storm, have you ever been out in just a yard somewhere? And man, like a little tornado starts stirring up and blow across the yard. Have you ever seen one of those?
Amen.
It may be real small, but it picks up everything from the ground that it's around and it'll go and it'll just disappear. Honey, when we don't have our eyes on Jesus, that's what the brethren want us to do, is just disappear. Amen. They want us to get out of the way. Amen. Honey, let me tell you something. There's never been a time in any one of your lives that you've hit your knees before God and He say, get away from me. There's never been a time. Man, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Folks, I haven't walked with Him. I haven't seen Him do the miracles personally. I didn't get to see Him, Brother Jeff.
Come on.
But I've witnessed things that He can do. Man, I feel Him inside of my heart. Honey, that's a reason that I need to keep my eyes on Him. Honey, let me tell you what. I'm so sorry, Brother Sean, that I've been a storm in your life this week. His brother's looked at me and he's asked me all week long, where's that smile? Where's your smile at, brother? And I know that it's bothered you in your heart. But let me tell you something this morning. Man, I want to so much keep my eyes on Jesus. Amen. Honey, let me tell you, I need you to keep your eyes on Jesus to help lift me up. Amen. I get weak, Brother Sean. I get so weak, Brother Sean. Man, I'm so thankful this morning for my wife. Man, somebody that lifts me up. Somebody that I know without a shadow of a doubt prays for me. Man, I'm so thankful for her. And man, how many times are we storms in our wives' lives? How many times are we storms because we didn't get what we wanted, Brother Shaw? Because it's just not going the right way. I'm going to say this and I'm going to hush. A couple weeks ago, our bathroom has been in such a bad shape. I've had to put a new water heater in. I had to rip part of a door out and it was bigger than the other. So I thought, man, I'm going to go to Lowe's and I'm going to get me a door. I went to Lowe's and I got a door. I'm a mechanic by trade. I got in the house and I took that door in there and I thought, well, I don't know how this thing goes, so I'm going to take all the trim off of it. I'm going to stick it up in there in a hole and I'm going to try to level this thing. And brother, I don't care how level I got it each way. Every time I opened that door, it flopped down and hit and wouldn't shut no more. And man, I'm thinking here, and I'd talk to my father-in-law who's in construction and does all that kind of stuff, and he says, oh, it takes me about 15 minutes to hang a door. I kid you not, I worked on this thing for 3 hours. And my wife's asked me, why can't you just get that? Why can't you get it? I got mad. I'll tell you what happened. That door in which I was working on trying to get in my bathroom still lays in pieces in my garage floor today. I had to go out and I had to buy another door because I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed, I called my father-in-law. And he said, I'll be by tomorrow, I'll fix it up. And I did not want him to see that door. My wife's the same way about the house when her dad's coming over. Man, she wants everything in a certain spot. Man, my father-in-law come over and I was at work and I called my wife and I said, what's he doing? She said, well, he's getting it all together. He wasn't there, what, 30 minutes? And had a door back in working condition. That took me 3 hours, and I destroyed it, and it still lays in my garage floor. Folks, I know that sounds funny. But this week, I've been laying in my garage floor because, Brother EJ, I just couldn't, man, Satan has been on me. And I just couldn't get to that place that I needed to be until you got here. and you preach to me. Brother, all you men here have been such an encouragement to me. And I've been a storm in this camp meeting. Man, I'm so glad this morning that God got a hold of my heart. I'm so glad this morning, honey, that it may be the last day of this camp meeting, but I can leave out of here and say I got some help. There's going to be people that's going to leave this camp meeting this week. You're going to leave the exact same way that you came. I'm glad that I'm leaving different, brother. I'm glad that I'm leaving this place different. Amen. I'm glad that I got a touch of heaven this week. Amen. I'm so thankful. Are you been a storm? Preachers, y'all know each other in here. There's a lot of you that know one another. Have you been a storm to someone? They may not even realize it yet. But if you have, go hug their neck and tell them you love them.
Amen.
Go hug their necks and tell them you love them. Because folks, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to keep our eyes on Him. Brother Sean. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I'll take that kind of preaching all day long.
Amen.
Over these preachers who act like they got it together.
Amen.
Ain't nobody got it together. You want to build a ministry? Your family is your ministry.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir. Amen.
And I'm the biggest failure in that. I'm not preaching at you. I'm just telling you. Your stress will cause you to hurt your family. Your worries, your frettings over the brethren will cause you to hurt your family. God took some time with me this summer. And He put it in my heart. It's in my heart. He said, seek peace and pursue it.
Yeah.
I'm done sitting around with the brethren and all this critiquing and fighting. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
And He has opened up in my heart. I've preached it and you have too. But He has shown me, Brother Fred, what it means to love the brethren.
Amen. Amen.
Sister KK, Brother Dusty, others have asked my wife, how's Brother Sean doing this week? These are people who have worked with me. And when I get in work mode, it's work mode. And I suppose it brings the worst out of me. But honestly, I've enjoyed this week. I have not been under stress. Going into it, I lost it a couple of times. Getting all these recipes ready and my wife finally kicked in gear. She's, you know, she's trying to keep our home and homeschool and all that. And finally, when she got on board, the stress of that started dissipating. But, man, I'm sitting there with my computer and my phone, and I'm trying to get all this together. And there was one moment there, and our little camper, that's our house. My bedroom floor is about 6 inches. That's how much floor I got. I got the least floor of anybody in the family. And I whine and complain about it all the time. I'm guilty. I said, I got the worst part of this whole camper. Can't even get in my bed without stepping on my shoes and everything. So I'm sitting there in that little camper and got all that out. And my little baby girl, Jessus, took the ball from my son. And she's just standing there like this holding the ball up. Now I've got the computer, I got the phone, I got my wife there, I'm trying to talk with her. And she's got the ball up and my little son's going, "Peace give it, peace give it, peace give it, peace give it." Now I live with raw nerves. I don't know why. I've always been that way. I'm easily set off. If you do like this right here for just a few minutes, I'm ready to knock your block off. I don't know why. Just if we're going down the road and all that sound equipment gets going, I'm ready to pull the van over and ram it in a tree. I can't handle it. I can't handle annoying things. They just drive me crazy. And so she's just standing there antagonizing him. And I'm trying to talk with Lydia, and he's standing there, "Please give it, please give it, please give it, please give it." I threw the computer this way, the phone that way, kicked the ball across the little bitty living room there, and I said, "Give it the ball!" Ain't nobody in here perfect. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Learn how to turn around and tell your little child, "I'm sorry. I messed up. I'm sorry. Sorry." Pull them up to you and love on them. Make your family first. First, 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 first. Make them first. Don't go 2 or 3 days. Don't go no further than 2 or 3 days. But that you've planned out some way to spend quality time and fellowship with your family.
Amen.
Right. Don't do it. Don't do it. Billy Sunday saw a million souls saved, and he said, "If I had it do over again, I'd let the whole world go to hell and see my own children get saved."
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Your family is your ministry. I appreciate Brother Junior just opening. He has helped us this morning. By just being truthful and being real. It's good. It's good. Brother Phillips, will you come preach for us this morning, preacher? Brother, we got about, I hate to put an older man of God on a limit. So I'm just going to throw it at you and you do. You watching the crowd, you do what you do. But we got about 22 minutes till 11:30 when we've been trying to go to lunch. And so just whatever you want to do, preacher. It's a man of God. Man of God.